Jazz and AJ Week in Review. A behind-the-scenes look back at everything that happened this week. Good and bad. The Jazz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
Welcome to the Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Pam.
Pam's over there.
Hi.
Phil's over there.
What's up?
What's going on, Pam?
Oh, so many things going through my head.
I can't think.
Wind. I could have sworn I was prepared and I had something to talk about.
What's going on in your life now?
You know, same old thing. I'm trying to go to the gym. I'm
trying to do
trying
all
to
these
healthy.
Things.
Take care of Roxy.
Take care of Roxy.
What's going on with the man?
We are still going out. We're still seeing
going
each
out?
Other. We're still seeing each other, yes.
Has it been made official yet?
Nope, not yet. No. Not yet. No.
Right. So why?
Say it again.
Can you say one more time? No. Not yet.
Not yet. We are seeing how we're going slow. Very slow.
Very slow.
Yeah.
You're bed buddies. Admit it.
We're not just bed buddies. We go out all the time.
You
we
do
go on
stuff
dates.
All the time?
Yeah, we go on dates.
Too,
we talk
yeah.
on the phone all the time.
So what are you saying, AJ? It's just basically.
It's just sex.
It's not, though.
It's just sex. And I need
but they go
to
out and do stuff.
And
yeah, we go on dates.
But that's the prelude to sex, right?
Right.
We also go out on dates where we haven't had sex, where we've just gone out.
Well, then
we
there
take
you
the
go.
Dogs on a walk
yeah.
together. And then.
And so no one's bringing up where we are.
No.
You want to take it a step further.
Right.
What's the future?
Right.
None
so far,
of that stuff.
No. Mm-mm.
You don't bring it up.
I'm not bringing it up.
He doesn't bring it up.
Nope.
And
things are.
Are you refusing to bring it up?
Yeah. Do you want to bring it up? But you.
Yeah. I'm not.
But you don't want to be that person.
I don't want to be that person. I want to see how things are going. We kind of somewhat talked about it a few months ago, and we kind of.
Who brought it up?
I did, and we made the agreement that we were just going to take things and see how they were going
to
go. And
what did you say to him?
I just said, like, you know, I just told him I didn't want a friends with benefits situation. That's not what I wanted.
Right.
And he said the same thing. He's not, that's not what he's looking for either. And he really likes me. And we are just going to see how things develop and things happen. He's going to see, he's saying, hold on. I know.
No, this is the best.
Yeah, really.
No, I hate talking
just
about myself.
Just say his divorce ain't final yet.
No. We're just going to see how things progress and how things build. So we're both kind of the same kind of, like, we're both independent, and we've both been in long-term relationships that kind of ended.
No one's in a hurry to have strings attached.
Exactly.
But also, so, just don't, I don't want booty calls. And
right, yeah, we're not right. like that. We've talked about
and
that,
you both
and it's
talked
not
about
just that.
You're each exclusive to one another.
Exactly, we've talked
what
about that.
What else do you need?
Yeah, so we're good.
We got fucking Oprah here, what's going on?
AJ's bored because we're not talking about him.
Exactly!
Right, it's like, when are we getting
yeah.
back to me?
To me,
Rapida Chica, Rapida.
The door.
Right. All right, AJ.
Yeah,
right.
yeah, you're in love, whatever.
Go ahead.
Yeah. All right, so I learned something today. I learned something this week. As a matter of fact, I found out yesterday from Dom, our engineer. Of course, you know, if you're listening to the show, the door exploded on me at really early in the morning when I was here at the station.
It's a big, giant, 300-pound
right,
glass door.
Right, 12-foot tall.
Floor to ceiling.
Exactly. Huge, huge door, like a giant's door.
Yeah.
And that damn thing just went kaboom. Scared the fuck out of me
yeah.
and everything else. I had glass in my hand. When I came home, I found more glass. So
nice.
Dom talked to the people who, you know, handle the doors. I don't know if they make them, but they handle them. And sometimes the doors just go like that. Like he was saying, like sometimes you get like a shower door and like all of a sudden out of nowhere it just goes boom. And I talk to other people and it's happened
pressure.
Also. Yeah, it just happens.
I'm so like, the screws are too tight in it.
Yeah.
And it's just sitting there like.
Like a time bomb. And it chose me.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you.
And you can't see them, but they're little microscopic cracks forming in the door. And then one day it just goes.
Right, like a bad, you know, like those little jack in the box, that, you know, the boom. Yeah, pop went the weasel and it blew all over me.
On you.
Yeah.
But isn't it interesting that it could have happened to anyone at any time
right.
over the 20 plus years this
yeah.
building's been in existence
right.
and mm-hmm. it happened to you, not just you. Here's the kicker.
Here's the kicker.
When no one else is around.
Right. Right. So God has a sense of humor, obviously.
Mm.
Yep.
Also, I'm on an investigation.
Yeah.
I want to see if there's cameras.
That's
go
the talk
it.
Of the office. So
really?
Everyone in the office has been saying, that they
Everyone
has a theory, and most of the theories revolve around AJ being in a bad mood and being mad about something and losing his temper out on the door.
You guys are the worst detectives in the world.
Right. I'm not doing any investigation.
I'm not saying you. I'm talking about the rest of the numbnuts around here.
I'm just saying what I've been hearing.
Yeah.
So this is the only question that I don't remember. I don't know if we got it on clearly. How did you open the door when you were going through it?
I opened the door. I gave it a little push, like I always do. It didn't, you know, it didn't.
You're doing a pushing motion with both hands, you're flinging it open.
I push just enough for me to go through, because I'm like, you know, I'm not going to sit there and go, slow down. I just kind of push so my body fits through and I keep on going. So
Did it hit the wall?
No, it did not.
There's a wall there.
No, it did not.
Because there's a mark of the handle of the door on the wall.
That's not from you.
But if you look closely, because I was investigating this too, there's an indentation in the wall of the handle. So like some people have flung that door open to the point where it left a dent in the fucking wall behind it. And it didn't break then.
So my thought is that, like Chaz said, this thing was like ready to happen.
Yeah.
From all those times being flung in like that. And it was like that little straw on the camel's back.
These doors are all fucked. That front door that opens up to the lobby.
Yeah. Yeah.
The fact that that hasn't fallen and crushed a listener yet is shocking. So many times I open that door and it's, you know, it makes that noise.
Yeah,
where
rubbing noise.
It sounds like it's going to come off the hinges.
Yeah.
Whoever designed these doors, bad job.
Right.
Whoever bought them for this building.
Right.
Or the architect who designed them in.
Yeah.
I can tell you with certainty, I don't even know who the person is, they're not using them in any of their designs anymore.
Truth.
They're nothing but trouble. The door downstairs this morning when I walked in.
Yep.
Lots of noise. Yep. Luckily, we have a new building owner. I'm sure the first thing they're going to do, maybe not the first.
Hopefully.
On the top of the list is like replace all these glass doors.
Right. So my moral here is that
I still think you broke it.
My moral here, you guys can think all you want, but the moral
of
the story.
It's funnier to say that than it is to say, yeah, it was its time.
The moral of the story is just watch these doors and you go through. Just go through fast.
One of the theories that we haven't covered on this door is that maybe it's this ghost that on the third and fourth floors.
If that ghost is blowing damn doors like that, then I'm not hanging out here. That means the ghost
is stepping up the game.
That means
it's angry. Notice me.
That's poltergeist shit.
Right. We haven't been talking about him in a while. You're right.
Yeah. I know. I say hi to Ralph every morning when I walk in here.
All right. So Phil said everyone has a theory on this door thing. What are some of the top three working theories?
So AJ was pissed. So he also mentioned that he was going out into the kitchen to get coffee. So some people are wondering if he already had the coffee curl. Raph, as he said, maybe he just kind of kicked the door open
to
walk through it. And I'm they're out there. It's not in the studio.
I was going to get the coffee.
I know that.
Ready.
I'm just explaining the theory.
This proves your point, AJ, that these people don't have the facts.
Exactly.
They jumbled the facts.
Exactly.
Right? All right, that's one working theory. Completely wrong.
I mentioned that, my question was how he opened the door, because a lot of the other theories are that he didn't use the handle, that he kind of like hip-checked the door, and it just gave it like a little bit of a wobble, and then it kind of came off the hinge, and once that thing is not straight up and down, it's going to drag along the floor and bend and then break.
Yeah.
And then the other theory was that he did use the handle, and there are times we mentioned this on the air, sometimes that handle gets loose, and that when he pushed the handle, if it was a little bit loose, it just put enough resonance through the door that it shattered.
All I know is that I was half asleep, I go through the door, I just cleared when I heard the big kaboom, and I just friggin' put my hands over my head and like kind of like walk really fast forward. And I just saw glass going everywhere. That's all I remember. And I turn around and went, shit, what the hell happened? And then I'm like, fuck. Because I'm like, there's glass everywhere. So I called Dom.
So although I love the theory of AJ being angry and breaking the door.
Yeah, I'm not the Hulk.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, these fucking people can't clean up after them fucking selves and my fucking mixing board. And I leave
my computer.
Fucking note to turn the fucking light. Boom. Bam.
Right.
I love that. But if you look at the glass, it all dropped straight down.
Straight down.
Yeah.
Right.
But, you know, I'm still going to go with the anger theory because we had a number of times on the air you freaking out.
Yeah,
biggest meltdown on the air.
That was a really bad
coincidence. The week before. And then the next day or the next week.
You know what the funny part was? That morning, my studio was perfect.
Of course.
I was in the best mood. I'm like, this is great. No one made a mess at all. And then kaboom, I'm like, really?
Right.
Oh, it's so funny.
Yeah, I'm glad you weren't hurt.
I'm glad I wasn't hurt either.
One thing I failed to mention is all of the theories that I involved anger from AJ.
Every single theory.
So like
I heard
he's coming through
anger.
The door, he's all mad, and then the handle's loose. Uh-huh. He's coming through the door, he's all mad, and he hip checks it.
Yeah.
He's coming through the hole door, he's got the coffee, he's all mad, so he kicks it.
And he's mad and he kicks it. That's the one I heard. Everybody kicks in it. Their theorizing was him kicking it.
Not in flip flops.
Not in flip flops. Number one, I was wearing
flip flops. Were you wearing moccasins that day though?
I was wearing flip flops.
Oh, you
that
were.
Morning. Yes.
He did he that we got on the air. He said that on
I was wearing flip flops, yeah. And thank you, by the way. To those who want to make sure I'm okay, first of all, but yeah,
that was how we started the bit. No, everyone heard the bit.
And but the one thing is, the funny thing is that no, I was actually having a really great morning, and that's when it happened.
That's the part I don't
know
believe.
If I should just stay angry
because so God was like, AG's going to need an excuse for all of his flubbles. So far, he's having a good morning. Let's
make
this
is like the
smash.
OJ case. He's like, there's a glove here and there's a glove here, right? There's a glove near the dead body and then there's a glove at OJ's house.
If the glass don't fit, you
but
must
quit. OJ was just in a good mood going to Chicago.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. The investigation on this continues.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck.
Yeah. Anything else? What's going on with you, Phil?
Well, I did want to ask AJ if he has saved Dom's number in his phone now.
Yes, I did.
You did? Okay. Because I've had to text it to him like three times over the past couple of years.
It would be nice if they had it posted in the studio.
That's what
somewhere.
You said last time.
Yes, you did.
It'd be nice if it was posted in the studio somewhere.
They must.
It's not. Because that's my first thing I did. Is
what
I ran in
here?
There and I'm looking around. And I'm like, Dom's number is nowhere. That's why I texted Phil and said,
"I believe
what's
it's
his number?
Taped to the
I
side.
I looked everywhere. I did not see it. There's numbers
God.
Over there. It's not Dom. There's numbers up on the not there. There's nowhere. I found Keith's number, but I didn't know.
That's good. You should always wake him up.
I didn't know Keith was a person near the call because a door exploded.
Mm.
Like, it wasn't anything on air related.
Well, we did learn we have to let Kristen know before we start talking about it and posting
it. That part I regret. I didn't think of Kristen. I thought immediately of Dom.
She was funny.
Yeah.
She was really funny.
Yeah. Right. And she cut out my hair, too, which you probably shouldn't do.
Oh, yeah, he was so mad about that. I forgot.
Only because we have a person that does my hair.
She got a shot at the flops.
That pays money to do your hair.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You want to watch that part.
No, she had a very funny line about the flip-flops, and she had a very funny line about your hair. Probably didn't take long to check it.
Right.
That made the show promo, too.
Yeah. Oh, it was awesome.
And that's the part you probably shouldn't mention because folks are working on my hair. But hey, maybe she could open for me one day on stage.
So mad.
You're so mad.
I'm not
gonna smash a door.
That was a joke, for Christ's sake.
All right. Okay.
Call comedy people.
Yeah, right. Chew your gum.
Just don't walk through a glass door right now and break it.
You know what's so funny is on the way out yesterday, Dom's coming up. So I held one of the doors to the building right for him. I go, Dom, please hurry up. I have really bad luck with these things. He burst out laughing and almost fell into the building.
AJ has been loving all the attention that this door has given him, though, because all throughout the office, that day, all day long, people were coming up to AJ like, oh, I'm staying away from AJ if he's near the door. Oh, don't hold the door for me. Like, all day long, people
that's
just had
even,
door jokes.
That's not even close to his favorite
AJ,
attention
you're
from
making
all this,
a
though.
Face.
I'm like, when the hell did that happen?
You were commenting
no,
about...
No, they were
you
saying...
Said,
you
meeting,
were commenting
was,
about it
there was,
all
there
day.
Was, they were saying, trying to break anything is what they were saying.
Right. Like everybody in the office was coming up to you and saying that.
But that's not even close to his favorite attention he's gotten from this. His favorite attention is all the people on Facebook like, oh, lay off the weights, AJ.
Yes!
Yeah. I got called steroid boy. I'm like, trust me. If I was a steroid boy, now wouldn't he be standing?
Yeah.
Okay, on that note.
You have been loving
so Chaz, you.
I'm gonna bail right now. I think we end on a high note here. Phil, did you have something important?
We could save it for another time.
Okay, excellent. Mine too.
Okay.
That's the Week in Review podcast. Thanks for listening. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Yeah, what of it?
Yeah, door breaker. Pam's over here.
Claire's glass.
And another door closes.
I know.
Phil's over there.
See ya.
Thank you for listening. Please, share and subscribe and all that
all
stuff.
The good stuff, yes.
All right. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Motherfucker.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.